From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, March 17th. I'm Abby Larico. Former correctional officer Ushma Michael says conditions were becoming too dangerous during her time at the St. Louis County Justice Center. And she says her attempts to change things fell on deaf ears.
Are you telling me that they don't deserve a shower? How does their criminal actions depict if they get a shower or not?
She tells STLPR's Lucretia Wimbley why she ultimately left the jail, coming up after this news on The Gateway. The St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department is trying to identify the people who kept officers from breaking up an alleged street takeover on 314 Day over the weekend. Police say some people and their cars blocked the intersection of Gravois and Morganford Saturday, where people were shooting off fireworks. When officers responded to 911 calls, police say the crowd surrounded their SUV and refused to move out of the way. Both the police and Mayor Kara Spencer have called these actions unacceptable and say they put the public's safety at risk. Police have shared photos to their social media accounts and are asking anyone who knows about the incident or recognizes people involved to contact the department. It's primary election day in Illinois. Polling locations open at 6 a.m. and close at 7 p.m. If you are planning to vote by mail but haven't mailed your ballot yet, both major political parties recommend dropping the ballot off at your local election authority to make sure your vote's counted. At the top of the ticket are the Democratic and Republican primaries for the U.S. Senate seat. Republicans will need to pick who they want to challenge Governor J.B. Pritzker in November. And there are contested primaries in both parties for local U.S. House seats in Illinois' 13th and 15th congressional districts in the Metro East. You can check out our voter guide at stlpr.org for more information about the election. Power's back on, according to Ameren, after Sunday night's storms had caused outages throughout the St. Louis area and near New Athens, Illinois, in South St. Clair County. The National Weather Service confirmed yesterday that at least three tornadoes touched down in the Metro East, causing minor damage. Parts of St. Clair, Monroe, Clinton, and Randolph counties saw downed trees and minor building damage. Matt Beicher is the lead meteorologist for the NWS in St. Louis. He said yesterday that the tornadoes were weak and short-lived, with no injuries reported.
We don't have any strong or violent tornadoes, and that's pretty typical with the type of storm mode that we saw yesterday, where we have a line of storms with spin-ups along the line.
Survey work is set to continue today. The Trump administration wants to pause or dismiss a Missouri lawsuit over medication abortion. The case hinges on regulation changes from the Federal Drug Administration. Noah Taborda has details.
This is the second such case the Trump administration has attempted to halt, along with one in Louisiana, over the FDA changing a rule that abortion pills be dispensed in person. The Justice Department has asked courts to halt the cases while the FDA reevaluates the abortion pill mifepristone. Abortion advocates say the administration is slow-walking the review until after the midterms, but the DOJ says the state of Missouri lacks standing and argues the cases should be halted or thrown out altogether. I'm Noah Taborda.
Urgent repair work is leading to detours for some drivers through North St. Louis County this week. The Missouri Department of Transportation will close lanes along a small stretch of Highway 70 on Wednesday and Thursday night. Two westbound lanes of the interstate will close at Route N, also known as Florissant Road. MoDOT says the closures will allow road crews to make emergency repairs to the pavement. All westbound lanes are expected to be open by Friday at 5 a.m. Rolla is the latest municipality in Missouri to pass restrictions on the sale and possession of plant-based supplements, including kratom. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports on last night's decision.
The Rolla City Council unanimously approved an ordinance making some forms of kratom illegal to possess or sell, and others available only to people over 21. David Dukes is with Neighborhood Hope Dealer Ministries. He says the lack of regulations makes it nearly impossible to crack down on these supplements.
Officers can't prove exactly what it is on spot. It has to be sent off to the lab for testing. That process can take months, sometimes even close to a year.
Synthetic and natural kratom, 7-OH, Delta 8, and Delta 9 are all plant-based supplements marketed as energy boosters and natural medicines, but they can be addictive and have led to some deaths. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.
Ushma Michael is a former correctional officer at the St. Louis County Justice Center who quit last year due to what she describes as inhumane conditions for people in the jail. Michael sat down with St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley to talk about staffing issues and how she says detainees are treated poorly. Michael says she left the job because conditions were becoming too dangerous.
I was working 12 hours by myself, overnight, watching 300 inmates. And I mean, if something happens, I'm the one that's responsible. But how am I supposed to check for 300 people to be breathing in a 40-minute span when one walk takes you 10?
So is that why you ended up leaving?
Yeah, it was getting really dangerous. And unfortunately, there were two situations that happened where the inmates attempted to take their lives. And if we were staffed, I know for a fact that one of the individuals, she would not have been able to even make a noose. She was just this 19-year-old girl.
That's, like, terrible to hear.
Yeah, it's awful.
We hear jail officials say that them being short-staffed is a key reason why there are so many issues in the jail.
They're the reason for the turnover. They're hiring anyone. The minimum age is 19.
So now, you shared previously that some of your requests to change things fell on deaf ears. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Every day. There's flooding every day. Clogged toilets. Cockroaches. So one of the biggest things is the showers. They are absolutely disgusting. And even with shower shoes, I would not take a shower. And my coworker and I, we actually offered to dump bleach down all of the drains, and they said no.
Why?
Because it's not our responsibility. Okay, well, we're asking if we can do it because we're the ones that have to deal with it. It's disgusting. And
so
then
the jail residents or the detainees are the ones that are responsible for cleaning the showers.
Yes, but how are they supposed to clean it if we're not letting them out?
Now, a significant number of detainees die in custody due to medical emergencies or pre-existing health conditions. From what you've seen in the county, are medical providers responding to the medical needs of residents?
It depends on who the medical provider is on staff that day. And that's awful because, you know, you hear nurse so-and-so is coming and you're like, oh, okay, well, this is not going to be a good night tonight. And it usually isn't. And that's not okay. And the inmates know it too. Like, oh, nurse so-and-so is here. I'm not even going to ask her for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you mean? Your job is here to tend to these individuals. If you hate your job, go somewhere else. I would say it is 100% not sufficient. Documentation is everything. So why aren't you writing in their record what they experienced yesterday? Because now if they experience the same symptoms the next day, okay, maybe it's something serious. But no, the other nurse is starting over now.
Yeah. Would you ever work in a jail again or in a prison?
Absolutely. Yeah, I definitely would. Just the argument to say that, hey, did you know that these are human beings? Are you telling me that they don't deserve a shower? How does their criminal actions depict if they get a shower or not? And then a lot of people argue, well, what about their victim? And I'm like, I understand, but see, my job has nothing to do with what that individual did before they stepped into this building. My job is to make sure that they're alive and they get food and medication. So when people say, oh, it's not my job to make sure they're fed, no, it is your job.
That was former St. Louis County Jail Correctional Officer Ushma Michael speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley. Our Brian Moline edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway. Thanks for listening, and have a happy St. Patrick's Day.